Hello, welcome to yet another episode of A Thousand Voices Podcast. This is your host, Gina, and I talk about all things self-love, self-help, personal development. This podcast is made up of chapters, and in each chapter, I talk about a particular perspective or particular topic. So, chapter 6 was about emotional intelligence. Chapter 7 is about time, and the past two episodes I already spoke about the origin of time, and then I spoke about the value of time, so time versus money. So now I'm talking about the time we waste. I'm talking about procrastination and its cost, because believe me, it will cost you. So we all do it. To be quite honest, everybody procrastinates. We put things off, we reschedule, we pause. And sometimes it could be work. It could be even the goals that we've set for ourselves, you know. It could be something that maybe we're not ready. And we procrastinate, but I need to know why. Why do we procrastinate? So let's first define what procrastination is. It just means putting stuff off. So deciding not to do it immediately. And then you decide to do something else within that time, right? So for example, it can be some instant gratification thing, such as being on social media or watching TV. Then there's a psychological mechanism around it. And this is usually either you don't have any motivation, or you are afraid, or you are a perfectionist. This is me sometimes. Like, I rather pause doing a specific thing because I want it to be perfect. Yeah. Then for others, it's mostly because of lack of motivation, or maybe you're feeling overwhelmed, so you just decide to delay, you know. Then another thing is short-term relief. So procrastination brings you that temporary relief. So if it's something that you have to do, like it's like work or like goals or like something that you have to start, it could be like a weight loss journey. Not doing it gives you that temporary relief from the stress and anxiety associated with that particular task that you have to undertake. So, you know, it kind of reduces the pressure of the thing that you're supposed to do. But what you don't realize is actually doing it will not you will not suffer from the guilt of, you know, oh, I could have done it. Then sometimes, like I mentioned, you're just overwhelmed, you are afraid, you don't have motivation, and it could be distractions, or it could be because you have poor time management. And this happens to a lot of people. Like sometimes people can't prioritize the things they want to do, and they just don't do tasks effectively, and that causes them to procrastinate. So as much as we now understand what procrastination means and like some of the signs to know if you're procrastinating or not, it actually costs you on a greater deal. Because, for example, you're working on a project that is due in 2 weeks, right? And you keep postponing it, you keep delaying it. Then the night before, that's when you now want to start working on this project. And what will happen is you're going to work late, you're going to sacrifice your sleep, and you're going to make it rush. Why? Because you're running out of time. So that's going to cost you, right? Then another thing is, because you have been distracted by social media, you really don't have enough time to now research on the project that you're doing. You kind of lose it, like you lose a lot of time that you could have used to being productive. So the fact that you didn't achieve the goal, or you didn't do the task, or you didn't complete in time, actually increases more anxiety, because you failed. Yeah, you failed. Then another thing is procrastinating applies even to just your normal household activities. So this could be doing your laundry. It could be, you know, cleaning up the house and procrastinating will have your laundry piling up. And the moment you push all those smaller tasks, at the end of the day, they become so big that like it's more overwhelming now to do. And to actually get them done, it takes more time. Then another important thing is procrastinating when it comes to your health. You can literally affect your physical health if you don't go to the gym or you don't work out or you don't do any exercise. I know we have the gym culture. We have, you know, the working out communities, etc., etc. And I know there's people that think, oh, they are okay with just not exercising. But what people don't realize is physical health and not taking care of it affects your body in general. It affects your mental well-being and it affects your energy. And it also affects how you're motivated in other areas of life. So neglecting exercise because you're procrastinating or maybe you're too busy, not a good idea. You need to work around that. Now, as I was saying, the triggers that affect you to be procrastinating, again, fear, wanting to be perfect. And another thing is, which is very weird, the fear of success. Like so many people actually fear being successful or succeeding in something. So because they're so used to just failing, they've just accepted it as it is. Like, okay, you know, you're failing. So you really kind of take it upon as a habit and then you avoid tasks or you avoid doing things that would lead you to actually achieving stuff. And as I was saying, like your brain actually rewards you sometimes if you procrastinate because you are in a safe space. You're in a safe zone. However, what you need to realize is you need to overcome procrastination. So how does one do this? Let's break the cycle of procrastination together with taking small actions. You don't have to start big. Start tiny. At least commit to yourself. Because if you commit to yourself and say, I'm going to do this, you have to do it. So how do you do that? Set clear goals. Write down the things that you need to do. You can write it according to small tasks or bigger tasks, but make sure it's something that you can do on a daily basis or on a weekly basis. Then after you have your goals, have a to-do list and prioritize on what's important. So it could be finishing your project or preparing for your project or doing research. Then after that, you set up, okay, after that, I need to do my laundry. I need to clean my space. Then after that, I need to go for a walk and exercise. Then after that, I need to do my meal preps. Then after that, I need to spend time with my family. Like that. As you do that, you will see it will help you and also follow it. Then create some time blocks within your calendar. I use a calendar a lot and my whole life revolves around that calendar. Even when I have to eat and go and pee. I'm joking. But I kind of put everything in my calendar. So I kind of audit my time on a daily basis. So you should do that. Then another thing is eliminate distractions. This means turning off notifications, creating some quiet workspace for yourself where you can lock in. My sister taught me this term from like, she's like, sister, are you locking in? As in like, she sees me like with my earphones on, I'm on my laptop for like 3-4 hours nonstop. Then she's like, yeah, you locked in. So make sure you put some time where you just focus on what you have to do. Switch off those notifications. Then set your deadlines. Start small, okay? And also understand yourself. Be kind to yourself. And visualize success. You have to see through everything that you want to do. And then reward yourself, like, after doing it. And repeat. Rinse and repeat. So that's the episode today on how you can literally transform your life and stop wasting time and get a lot of things done because procrastination will cost you. So use your time efficiently, guys. I'll see you on the next one.